What's in a word? A lot, actually, especially when it comes to immigration terms. Words matter because of the influence, often subtle, often disguised, they have over our minds. When we decide to use certain words, our choices reflect not only our purposes for using them, but also an outcome we hope to achieve. Take the term anchor babies. Hi, I'm Carlos Patara. You're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining. Those opposed to allowing immigrants to enter our country have long coined phrases to mislead the public. Anchor babies is one such phrase. The term, in actuality, refers to birthright citizenship. This means children born in the United States. If you're born in the United States, you're a United States citizen. Those who use the term anchor babies, however, use the term to assert children born to immigrants in the U.S. should not be granted citizenship. They claim the anchor, the birth in the U.S., is a back door to immigration benefits. They're wrong. They're wrong from a historical perspective. They're wrong from a policy perspective. Legally, the issue of birthright citizenship was settled 150 years ago. The 14th Amendment, ratified in 1868, states, "All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state in wherein they reside." Of course, nothing is sacred in the world of immigration politics. Policy-wise, restrictionists use the term anchor babies to claim that immigrant females sneak into the U.S. to give birth to their children on U.S. soil as a means to manipulate the immigration system. Once the children are granted citizenship, they can turn around and immigrate their parents, transforming undocumented immigrants into lawful residents. Their view does not reflect reality. First, they overlook that not every child of an immigrant born in the U.S. is born to an immigrant who entered without permission. Love and childbirth across all cultural lines is often unplanned. As a result, even immigrants who are visiting lawfully sometimes give birth to a child while they are residing in the United States. Second, the process to become a permanent resident is not that simple. A child cannot begin the paperwork to immigrate a parent until the child turns 21. And that's merely the first step. From the time the petition is filed to the date of a parent's interview, the process takes several more years. When a parent is entered unlawfully, she is required to leave the United States to attend her interview at an embassy office in her home country. Moreover, if the parent lived in the U.S. for more than 1 year, there is a ban of at least 10 years before she can re-enter the U.S. unless she can demonstrate extreme hardship to a U.S. citizen or permanent resident, parent, or spouse. In most cases, this is not possible. Why not? Because if the anchor baby's mother had legal sponsors, she most likely would have filed for permanent residency a long time ago. Thanks for listening. And remember to keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together we can make the world a better place. One immigrant at a time.